Rita Zawaida comes from a very large Roman Catholic family in Jordan. Today she lives in North Seattle. She wears a few different hats. She runs a tour company that takes people to places like Iran, Sudan, Azerbaijan, where people can both see sights and do aid work. Rita founded the Arab American Community Coalition of Washington State, and she runs an organization called Salaam Cultural Museum. There's no actual museum yet. That's a goal. The organization aims to create a better understanding of Arab Americans. Sound Effects' Jennifer Wing visited Rita in her North End office, a block off of Highway 99. This is where staffers book plane tickets for clients, and supplies for Syrian refugees pile up in almost every room.
Rita has a small dog with a big personality. His name is Omar Sharif, after the famous Egyptian actor. And Omar tags along with us as Rita and I peer into the various boxes filling the main walkways in the office and taking up space in closets.
These are items that we get from people all across the U.S. Snow gloves to underwear to crew socks that are coming through.
And underneath us is a four-car garage that is almost at capacity with coats, diapers, shoes, you name it. All of this will be sent to a distribution center in Jordan.
Every 2 months, we have a 40-foot container that leaves from Seattle.
Rita's office is also filled with photographs. One of them is of Rita when she was a small girl, about 4 years old.
It's my Jordanian family right there. We are Bedouin, Jordanian, a Christian tribe, one of the seven major tribes of Jordan. We are called the Ozezat, and I'm in the picture with my mother, father, and my grandparents.
Rita's parents decided to move to the United States in 1956 with the hope of giving their children a better education. They eventually ended up settling down in Seattle. And life here was pretty good. But then, at the age of 42, Rita's father died of a heart attack. Her mom thought about moving back to Jordan, but decided to stay in the Northwest. Her focus was on launching her now three children, and for Rita, who was 16, this meant finding a nice Jordanian husband.
I had a guy from the Jordan that came, and she was trying to get me married to him, and I decided that it was the first time that she was allowing me out on dates, so I thought, oh, great, I get to go on a date, da-da-da-da. And I was 16 at the time, but I didn't realize that it was marriage. And I thought, whoa, when his sister came in with wedding rings and the whole bit.
Rita said no to this arranged match and eventually met her future husband in a picket line in the 1970s.
We were demonstrating for the Palestinian issue.
The man she was in love with was born to a Jewish mother and a Muslim father. Word of this relationship traveled fast in Seattle's small Middle Eastern Christian community. And for her Roman Catholic family, this union was not okay.
I was disowned by the family, totally, for marrying outside of the religion. It was just not acceptable. If anyone asked about me to my family, I was a person that didn't exist. I just, you know, you asked, oh, I met Rita. Who's that? We don't know her. I just didn't think that anything would happen like this, you know? I was sort of in a different world.
How did you deal with that?
I didn't live here, so it didn't matter to me.
Rita and her husband left. They built a new life in Aleppo, Syria.
And his family was great because they had seen what they had happened to his mother and dad.
You see, his parents, they also had a mixed marriage and were also shunned by the family.
His father was Muslim, the mother was Jewish, and they had done the same thing to them when they got married. And they felt that they were to blame for the parents dying. So when we got into the picture, they didn't want the same thing to happen.
7 years passed by. They had a daughter, and there was still no contact with Rita's family. Then one day, the Catholic nuns from her tribe in Jordan arrived. 40 of them on a bus, headed to a convent in Turkey, but making this stop in Aleppo to check on their Rita, a small boy who had hopped on board the bus at the entrance of Aleppo to give directions for the nuns, got off of the bus first.
The little kid jumps out of the bus and he goes like, "The rahbis are here, the rahbis are here," which means the nuns are here, the nuns are here, right? So I tell them to open the gate and let these guys in. So they start coming in one by one. And what's hilarious is that if you see, you know, Roman Catholic nuns, right? They're all wearing the black habit, right? And the little white, okay. So what do the Muslim women wear? The black, right? Scarves. They all look the same. They all looked exactly the same.
The nuns wanted to make sure that Rita was okay. They wanted to know if her daughter was baptized. And they wanted to talk to Rita's husband.
"We want to see your husband." I says, "He doesn't want to see you. He's scared." And they will not leave. They will not leave until he comes back home. That's it. He will not. And finally I says, "Look, I came halfway around this world and I'm here with you. So you got to be able to get here. They're not going to do anything to you. They're nuns." So he ended up finally coming. He has red hair and freckles. He looks like he belongs like a crusader, or he's Irish or something, totally not looking Syrian. And he's able to win him over. And yes, I could, if you know, I would do this if you want. I will do this if you want. It was the talk for quite a while.
Hearing Rita's story and how her family shut her out, I ask her again about the old family photo that was taken in Jordan with her parents and grandparents before the move to the U.S., and what this photo means to her today. The question brings her to tears.
"I think it just means family. Family's everything. That's all I can say."
How did you, so you have it, you have that photo up, even though
they disowned you, they're still family.
Okay, even though they disowned you,
yeah.
Still family.
Oh yeah, definitely.
What happened to your relationship with your mom?
Oh, she's passed away.
Did you ever get on the same page?
It? Yeah. Not really, no. Oh, that would have... No, was never resolved at all. You know, it was like you ended up marrying wrong, you ended up getting divorced, you did everything wrong at some point.
Even though Rita was not able to repair things with her mom, she is very close to her two brothers who also live in the States. Rita came back to this country decades ago, fleeing civil war in Syria. She and her husband did end up getting divorced. Her ex-husband's family is now scattered. Many are still stuck in Syria. She talks to them every week, and to her, they are still very much family.